the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The Man Witch has whipped up a musical game show for your listening pleasure. Play along and see how you do in this musical trivia game. Let's have some fun, shall we? And now, your witches, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Hey, witches, welcome to an October episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch, your favorite podcast, if you're lucky. Hey, across from me is the Bad Witch, Lisa Brown, my bestie.
Hi.
And her hubs, the Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
That's a man witch with two N's.
Yes, and thank you, I am the birthday season witch.
Yay!
The good witch, Shelley Mujeres.
Season witch. Hope.
Before we start talking about your birthday, let's just remind our people that our live show is coming up on the 25th. It will be at the Arvada Elks, which is on 58th and Yukon. The tickets, if you get them in advance, are just $20. They're going fast, so get them online. If there's any more available at the time of
the show,
there'll be 25 at the door. So get them online now. Go to our Facebook page or our goodwitch-badwitch.com
which website.
Is the website, yeah. Yep. And you can get them there, or just call one of us or DM or something.
Exactly. We'll give you it's for such a great cause, if you haven't been listening. It is to benefit the son of Emerald for his college fund. We're selling merch, ticket sales. All of the profits will go towards that.
And we were writing down our silent auctions stuff, and we so far have like 15 different things.
Awesome.
And it just keeps coming and coming. So, we'll get more stuff the more people that are there. So
absolutely.
We have more things to bid on.
But like our good friends at Edward's Meats and Amber Braxton,
Jennifer
is
Bates.
Yes, everybody, like from psychics to photographers to ham hocks,
lots of food,
hairdressers,
lots of food, lots of beauticians.
Uh-huh.
Do they like that? Beauticians?
No.
Is that from the 50s?
Yeah.
Okay. We have
beauticians.
Gift certificate.
Right?
Hairdresser or cosmetologist?
Hair, yeah.
Hair people.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, people doing hair.
Yes. But
I'm a hair people instead of a beauty.
I'm a hair
yes.
ball.
Can we get back to talking about my birthday?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys have fun? Thank you so much for coming.
No, it was, gosh, it was great. And the vittles,
they
did not stop coming. When we got there, I swear to God, I walked in, and your dining room table is always full of food. Anytime we go up there, it seems like there's always something going on up there.
Yeah.
But my boy Brian makes this chili.
Ah, Christmas chili, red and green.
Oh, man, I get up in that every time. And when they were...
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like making love.
But, except for spicier.
Yeah, exactly.
And
might get a little heartburn. I don't know. But Brian's mom came walking through, and I'm scooping some. And she goes, "You're going to have chili when we got all this going on out here?" I said, "I'm going to have that out there." I said, "But it's an honor to get up here and have some of this chili."
Yeah, so we started with the chili. They had some cornbread that was, it's like half cornbread, half flan. So it's almost like this cake. Moist texture. I put it in the bowl and put the chili on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a charcuterie board. There was candy.
Dip.
There was seven-layer dip.
Seven layers.
Yeah, scooper beef.
It was amazing. Yeah. That was good, too.
Cerveche.
Yep. His mom, his sister... Is it was shrimp, Mexican shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Yeah.
Made with like the lime juice or whatever.
Right.
No, that I liked it though.
But his whole family all helped prep and bring food. But that cornbread flan situation, his sister-in-law, Sandra, is from Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like an old family recipe. And have you ever had anything?
No.
Like
I seriously had probably five.
Was his sister-in-law there?
She wasn't.
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I've never...
No, but she always sends food and gifts.
God bless her. Oh, gifts.
sweet.
Keep the gifts coming.
Right?
That food is a gift.
So that was just the food that was inside. And then you went out into the back. How many people would you say were there?
I'd say 50? All told 50. Yeah.
About 50 people. And on the back deck, Brian did a Cajun shrimp boil. What is it called? Shrimp boil? Cajun boil with, it had corn and potatoes and shrimp and mushrooms.
Sausages.
I said two different size sausages.
No, there was like five different kinds of sausages.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
And andouille and kielbasa.
Spicy and a kielbasa.
Hot links.
Ooh.
Just so
much. Oh, yeah. I got a whole one of those hot links. Oof.
Yeah, it was like in this chicken broth. I'm thinking, I don't know.
It was
it's a roux.
It smelled like a chicken broth.
There was onions and garlic and all that other stuff in there to kind of make that situation happen, and celery. But he bought a 4-pan bag off Amazon of some kind of frog Cajun seasoning or whatever.
Okay,
that whole bag was in there. It was like an 80-quart.
That was amazing.
I also saw,
we have
like
pictures up on Facebook.
Lemons and oranges.
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, we had all the things.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I have pictures and I'll put them up. But yeah, the food was insane. Everybody was really, really fun. I had to work that morning, and so I would say about 9 o'clock, I went into the bedroom. I think I was just going to plug in my phone because it was almost dead. And because we always reserve the bedroom because they have like one bedroom.
Yep. They have a bedroom there.
Yeah.
So at 9 p.m. that night of the party, you went to go plug in your phone.
Yeah. Because I was just like, I'm just going to plug in my phone and whatever. And then I realized I didn't have a charger. And then I realized I was really tired. So I just laid down and fell asleep. With all my clothes on and my shoes on and everything.
And it was funny because people didn't know that we were going to be sleeping in there. So they had left backpacks in there so they weren't in the way of people. And some random dude comes walking and goes, oh God, I'm sorry. I left my backpack. And he's like, pieced him, man.
You're good. Stuff.
But yeah, that was super funny. And then
I broke in on you about midnight to get bedding for other people because people were falling like flies.
That's right. Me and Shell's going. She goes, I got to get bedding out of your wife's room.
It was funny because Daryl goes, I'm surprised you didn't hear us. And I go, oh, I heard you. I just was pretending like I was sleeping because I didn't want to have to talk.
She didn't want you guys to talk.
And stuff. So, and then I was like, I knew that there was a whole bunch of people. Like, I didn't know how many people were going to be like just in the living room.
Right.
And so I was like trying to hold my peepees. And, but then I couldn't hold it anymore. So I had to pee. And I walked in and there was these two ginormous men in one bed. There was another guy in a chair.
Uh-huh.
And I did at some point, I thought I heard Shelley and Daryl talking about Shelley's brother being in the closet.
And like, that was factual.
And apparently he really was. I thought it was a dream, but apparently he really did fall asleep.
Yep.
And you had mentioned somebody was sleeping on the back porch, yes?
There was going to be a guy that was planning on sleeping on the back porch, but instead he wanted to snuggle on the fold-out bed.
Oh, yes. So he got onto the fold-out
bed. I insisted he came inside because he was asleep. Not... in his right mind.
Okay.
And I think if you're going to lay outside and might get eaten by a bear, you should be alert.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I said, how about we sleep inside?
And
I reckon.
Like, okay. And then Paul, our tech witch, he got a blow up doll. No, mattress. And he was on the side, like behind this little curtain.
Yes. It was a cozy cabin
little room. Yeah.
So yeah, it was, and there was just a lot of really fun people.
We figured out who the mystery guy in the chair was.
Oh yeah. That was, yeah. It was funny because I would walk by, but he had a blanket almost kind of over his head, but not really. And I saw really nice hair, but I didn't know exactly who it was. So then I came back in, but then in the morning when we all actually woke up and it was just the five of us with Shelley, Brian, Lisa, Daryl, and Paul. I said, who was sleeping in the chair? And Shelley said it was Brian.
Yep.
And
yep.
So, yeah.
There was a misunderstanding in the middle of the night because so Brian finally stumbles into bed. We get everybody asleep with pillows and all of that other stuff. And he's like, where's your brother? And I said, he's sleeping in the closet. Like, duh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why?
What's your problem?
Yeah.
And, you know, he had a pillow. He had a blanket on top of blanket.
And it was his idea, correct?
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. Okay.
It could have been mine. I don't know. But,
Monty goes,
but Brian got pissed because he loves my brother. And he's like, well, that's bullshit. And I'm like, what do you suggest? Because I'm in no mood to make like decisions.
Right.
And I go, oh, well, he could sleep on the recliner. And he goes, no, I'll sleep on the recliner. He can sleep in the bed. And I'm like, we're not Luke and Leia. I don't want to sleep in the bed with my brother. And he's already asleep.
Right.
And I don't know that if Brian was putting it together, that he's already asleep and everything was fine and that Brian could have slept in the bed.
Right.
And so I got mad at his reaction and I started walking towards my car.
Crazy.
So I'm like, I'll show him. I'll sleep in the car. Mm-hmm. Like, cut off your nose despite your freezing ass face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? He will never know that I'm sleeping in the car.
Right.
And then the only warm, delicious, awesome bed in the whole place will be completely unoccupied. And that's the dumbest thing. So anyway, I'm almost to my car and it's what, a quarter of a mile walk or something down the hill to where my car was. And I hear an elk bugling and it's black as night. It's the middle of the night. it was bugling taps.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh, well, this is terrifying and a dumb idea. So I'm going to go back to bed all alone.
And then everybody was happy when we woke up.
I thought so.
The funniest thing, though, I was talking to Monty and I said, so you're going to sleep in the closet? And he goes, I've slept in weirder places. And I'm like, I bet you have.
Yeah. Well, kudos to Brian. He really pulled it out. He had a great kegger. We went through every ounce of beer, that German beer that he got all fresh by at Bierstadt, and that huge Cajun boil, and the chili was, there was not a drop left of that. And he fed everybody and looked so cute doing it. He was a great host, and his whole family was so helpful. But I got flowers and presents and hugs, and it was an awesome birthday. I'm so glad that you guys were there.
Yeah, I got a text the next day from Stanford.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, Denise just cannot get over her conversation with Dennis.
Darren.
Yeah, Denise can't get over her conversation with Darren. Who? She was calling me Darren all night.
Yeah.
Well, Paul goes, who the hell was calling you Darren? And I go, I can't remember. You know, but I kept answering to it and talk to her. So then I wrote Stanford back. I said, will you tell Debbie I enjoyed her too?
Oh, that's hilarious. If anybody's thirsty for red wine, almost everybody brought one, and I sure appreciate it. It'll get drank.
Nice.
I love it.
Yay. Well, that was our intro, and we will get back to you with some, we're going to be doing a game that Daryl actually thought of. And
I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the meet.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Whoop, birthday.
Okay.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance.
Welcome back to some rock and roll music, you guys.
Rock and roll.
So usually I'm the one who puts together the games, but I gave the game reign over to Daryl, and he decided to do a little musical game that me and Shelly actually don't even know what we're doing, but we're against each other. Oh, shaking my fist.
I'm shaking my fist at you.
I'm going to get you.
MC Daryl D.
Right? And so Daryl is going to explain to us the rules and how we're going to do this, and he is going to be the game master.
Okay.
There you go.
Alrighty, guys. So the premise of this game is I'm going to say things with a musical clue, and you have to name the band or the song depending on the clue.
Okay.
So... I'm going to give you a little, like a freebie. The example here is...
What if we get both of them? Can we do both of them?
Well, I've got stuff that's extra points, 2 points. Most of them are going to be 1 point, but there are some in here that I'm going to say, this is a 2 point question.
Got it.
What are you, Chuck Woolery? You thought of everything.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. This is, you know, I'm trying to become a game host.
Right.
Game host.
Game host.
game,
a gay host?
Gay.
Not that there's anything
wrong
with that.
Stop it. Okay, so the example is, if I said this, this band wanted a whole lot of love. Shelly.
Who's Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
Do I have to say who is? Is it Jeopardy? Just Led Zeppelin is
just
fine.
Just Led Zeppelin's fine. Okay.
All right.
All righty. So, with no further ado, let's get to some fun.
I love this.
Okay. Now, also, you don't want to buzzer in too quick, because there's stuff in the wordage... But it might change around to not what that is actually about the.
Oh my God! So many rules.
Yes.
Okay, so if we buzzed and we said it and we were wrong, then you get to hear the rest of the question.
Yeah, interrupted. You go.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, guys. My first one here is: the members of this band were not really true officers. Shell.
Who are the police?
Yes. That's a point.
Goo, goo, goo.
A ga, 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 ga.
That's all I have to say to me.
Bam, bam.
So far, we're off to a good start.
Daryl, this is a great game.
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
Okay.
Pointer Sisters!
Ah!
Okay. This band sang a song about coming from the land down under. Okay, land down under, but...
Wait.
Where were they from? So you rang in... But I wasn't done with the question.
I know. You should have let me say it before you finished the question. But they're from Australia.
Okay, sorry.
No, and the name of the band was?
It was Men at Work.
Yes.
Okay,
do I get 2 points?
She should.
Okay, get 2 points.
You're very sweet. Thank you.
That's why I'm the good witch.
What a nice competitor.
I point you. Okay, but like I said, you might want to listen to the whole thing, but that's okay. So, okay.
He's guidance teacher. Okay, guys. He's like talking to me like a teacher.
Shelly.
Okay. I'm not disciplining you. It's a teaching moment.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. This is a 2-point question.
All right.
Okay. Let me say it.
Okay.
These guys might have been on the stairway to heaven when they decided to knock, knock on heaven's door. Who sang this song? Shelly.
Led Zeppelin.
No.
Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
Well played.
Can you name the other person that sang Knock, Knock on Heaven's Door?
Knock, knock, knock on Heaven's Door. Hey.
This is for 2 points.
Hey, hey, hey.
So far, you got 1 point.
It was...
Can I Steal?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Was it Axl Rose solo?
Axl Rose sang it with Guns N' Roses. Okay. But another guy did it before them in the 60s.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Can we share it? We each get
You guys split the point. All right.
I love that.
Cool, cool. But that was funny, see, because that's how I worded. These guys might have been on the stairway to heaven when they just knock knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah, we get it. You're awesome.
Okay.
do you have a Bob Dylan impersonation?
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. No, well, do I?
It's hard when you're trying to be Axl.
Yeah. Because I'm over here pushing it.
Yeah.
I got it. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
There it is.
All along the watchtower.
Nice. Perfect. Okay. Still good.
Okay. Sometimes I might just go, she's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she's in my...
In my head.
Can I have the name of the band?
Okay. It is...
Oh!
Presidents of the United States of America?
Steeler.
Fuck me.
That's a Rocky Balboa punch right there.
All right. We're tied.
Okay. Eddie Murphy starred in a movie, Coming to America. Who sang a song, Coming to America?
James Brown.
No.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
What?
Everywhere around the world.
Shelly,
coming to America today. I can even sing when I lose.
Yeah, that's fine. I like your enthusiasm.
Da, 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 da.
Cool. All right.
Anyone else that Eddie Murphy sang?
No.
My girl wants to party all the time.
Party all the time.
Party all the time.
May I have a conference with the judges? With that being both of you guys.
Okay.
James Brown did sing Coming to America. He sang a different version.
Coming, but not that. He did sing it in Rocky.
Yes.
Yeah, he did sing a version of Coming to America.
I'm going to give you a point.
Okay. I'll take a point for
that. Okay, you're right.
That's cool. Good idea.
It was Living in America.
It was Living in America.
She took the point away.
That's okay.
I argued myself out of a half
you
point.
You did. All right. Well, you're going to have to just earn that back.
Okay, guys, here's another 2-point question.
Okay. All right.
Okay. This band wanted to go smooth up in ya.
Bullet Boys.
Okay. And this person was a smooth operator.
Sade.
Bingo.
They say you should just drink more.
Bing. Bonk.
Okay.
What if Neil Diamond did Sade? Smooth operator. A stretch.
No, that was tight.
Okay.
Okay, who wanted to rock and roll all night?
Lisa.
That's Kiss.
Yes, it was.
How often do they party?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah.
Okay, are you guys ready?
We are.
Okay.
We're born ready.
Born.
She wanted to know, who will save your soul?
Jewel.
Yep.
Wow. You're fast to the draw.
I really like this game.
Okay.
Okay. This is a good one. Okay, now listen.
Mm-hmm.
This band had only one direction that it wanted going, and it was round and round.
Rat.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
I thought it was going to be an NSYNC joke.
I thought it was going to be Harry Styles.
But see how I put it.
What direction?
One direction. See, that's tricky. That's why it makes your mind go,
it's
wait.
It's a thinker.
It's a thinker.
Yeah.
You got to put on your thinking toque.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay, we're at number 10. We're halfway through the game.
This is awesome.
Okay. This one here will take you back.
Mm-hmm.
What did Berlin sing about writing on?
The Metro.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Joan Jett wrote, "I love rock and roll." What kind of currency, size of currency, did she want you to put in?
Oh.
Dime.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Well played, Lisa Battlesbrough.
Thank you.
This is a great game, dude.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
The band AC/DC drove on what highway?
The highway to hell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Me. Name the band who sang these lyrics. Feel today, forgot tomorrow.
That's Duran Duran.
Yes.
Yes. Nicely done.
And I almost missed it because I hit my buzzer too hard. Hold on.
No okay, Ordinary World? Is that it?
Forgot tomorrow.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. This one's a bit of a thinker, okay? If this song was an Olympic sport, Kate Bush would have been good at it. What's the song?
Running Up That Hill?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. You're amazing.
Uphill Running.
Running Up the Hill.
Denver Olympics 2029 yes. or whatever. It's never an odd year. That was dumb. I fucked up my own joke.
That's not funny.
I'm not good at Olympic jokes.
We'll edit that out. Damn it. We won't.
2029.
See, this is
I
a great.
I feel like a buffoon.
This is a great game because the host can drink beer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Unlike all of our other shows.
Okay. This one here.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Motley Crue like shouting at?
That was me.
Yeah.
The devil.
Okay.
You keep pointing at Shelly.
Well, I was looking at
you.
I can hear yours over here, but I'm watching, you know. But you do. Can I have yours one more time? Yes. Okay. Okay. Are you guys ready? This is another one of those ones.
This is intense. It's like tenths of a second, like lap swimming really? In the Olympics. It's like the Olympics of 2019.
Yes.
This one here is another thinker.
Uh-huh.
Pretty in Pink was a movie. Who sang Pretty in Pink?
It was the...
The Stalling for Time?
No.
It was a fucking psychedelic first.
God damn it!
Yes.
Bullshit, Lisa.
I like it.
It's on the tip of my... rhymes with...
I was going to say the Violet Femmes, anyways. I knew it had the in it.
Okay, this one you guys should know.
Okay.
Where did Pearl Jam get their name from?
Their Aunt Pearl's Jam. It was like a recipe. It was a jam that Grandma or Aunt Pearl.
Okay, you did
made.
Say Grandma because okay. I was waiting for you to get it out. Grandma Pearl.
Okay, Aunt Grandma. It was somebody's aunt.
It was Eddie Vedder's grandma, but I just thought it was kind of funny. He's okay. The new guy to the band, and he gets to bring the name.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Good for him.
Okay.
How did I get the name?
Yeah.
Grandma.
What artist loved cruising down the street in his 6'4"?
Eazy-E.
Yep.
I think you might have had an unfair advantage.
Look who's coming back.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
I'm only one ahead of you.
Oh, well, maybe if my husband wrote the questions, I'd be doing better too.
No, believe so. I took this up to my room last night and had it in my nightstand. I'm like, she goes, hopefully I have an in. And I'm like,
I'm just saying there's a bias in the questions.
No, that.
Oh, okay, Neil's just diamond.
Okay, I'm just
how many
about
times
it
did you hang out with Julie and she probably listens to Cruising in the Street? Cruising in the Street.
I want
to
be a poor loser.
Okay. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is a 2-point question.
Great.
Okay. What band sang California Girls?
Two parts. Van Halen and the Beach Boys.
David Lee Roth.
Yep, it wasn't Van Halen. It was David Lee Roth. So you guys split.
I want all of it. I'm getting crabby.
Oh.
Okay.
It's so better when I'm winning.
That was 19, but I have a couple extra ones.
All right.
This is question 20.
What's the score, Lise?
It is... 12-11, I am ahead.
God, we're neck and neck.
Yes.
Okay. This here is going to be kind of a tough one, but name the three artists who recorded Nothing Compares to You.
Prince, Sinead O'Connor, and another one of those.
The staller here.
Oh, who's the staller now?
Lisa?
I really don't know.
Come on, Chelsea. He's one of your guys.
I know. Nothing Compares to You is one of my guys. It's, there's so many.
Chris Cornell.
Yep. So she'll get a point.
One.
Yep.
Nicely done, Lisa. Which across the table, high five.
Hold on. Uh-huh.
That makes
it
a tie.
Number 20, that makes it a complete tie.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I have three extra questions.
Oh my God, it's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Good call on the Chris Cornell.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I wouldn't have known it unless he said it's your guy.
I just couldn't get there.
Okay. Yeah, she was like,
he didn't get me there.
He didn't get you there.
He was kind of hung up on himself. Oh,
so
no. Okay.
Not cool.
God, which one do I want to put?
We're just doing one.
Is this sudden death?
This is a sudden death.
Oh my God.
And then I'm going to ask you guys the other two just for a hell of it afterwards. Okay, this one here.
I'm really nervous.
Me too.
For the win. Mm-hmm. In minutes, how long is the song In a Gana Da Vida? In minutes.
Okay, let's both write them down.
Yeah.
Okay. And whoever gets closest without
Good
going
call.
Over.
Good call.
Okay, hold on. In minutes.
How long does it take for a DJ in the 60s to poop?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Mine's at the bottom.
Oh, and ding, ding, ding. Miss Majors is the winner.
She said what?
She said 11. You said 9. The song is 17.5
Holy
minutes.
Holy shit, that's too long.
That's two turns.
Congratulations.
Oh, you know who should sing it?
Who?
Eddie Vedder.
In a Gana Da Vida, mama. Don't you know that I love Cher.
Well played. Since I won, I will be a gracious winner.
Okay.
So
that was a well
job.
Played and a fun game.
Can I just give you guys a couple different bonuses?
I'm not going to ring it.
No, we're not going to ring it. It'll be funny. Okay. Duran Duran, Crazy Like the Wolf. Hungry Like the Wolf. I'm sorry. Hungry Like the Wolf.
Being hungry makes you crazy.
What's really going on?
I'm crangry.
Oh, that's Licking the Pooda.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
correct. We discussed it on the show.
We did.
Okay. And who did Ozzy sing with before he was solo?
Black Sabbath.
Good
Nicely
job.
Done.
I win.
She does kind of.
Well, let's.
No, but
you're good and I'm good.
Yeah.
How's that?
High five. Nutritious lunch. Okay. Are we going to come back to, good job, Daryl. Let's come back with What You Talking About?
What You Talking About?
Thank you guys. That was fun.
That was fun. Thank you.
Welcome back, my wily witches. Happy spooky season, by the way, guys. I know Lisa does ghost
They bit me.
This is a section of the show unrelated to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And it's called Witcha. We're talking about.
Yeah.
And I love that because we all bring something to the table, an article or a feeling or a texture. Or a taste, whatever we fucking feel like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because mine's kind of, it's fresh and we talked a little bit about your birthday earlier.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give all our fans a little bit of an update. Guys, remember I was talking about the tech witch kind of prissy and he needs things?
Mm-hmm.
He actually really did kind of rough it this weekend.
He did.
At Shelly's for her birthday. I brought up an air mattress that I had. Mm-hmm. Lisa goes, you should make Paul blow it up by his mouth.
I did say that. That's so mean.
But it's actually a really nice air mattress where you need a pump, an air pump. Mm-hmm. So I got it all pumped up, and I think he was really excited. He brought his sleeping bag, and he brought his own pillow, I think, this and that. Mm-hmm. And I think he was really seriously excited to be sleeping, you know.
It's like camping.
Yeah.
And
but
so
without all the rape.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So, you know, so I the next morning I said, how'd you sleep? He goes, you know, that was actually really, really comfortable.
Good.
And stuff. So I wanted to say, you know, I did kind of give him a hard time about, you know, needing certain thread count on his sheets and
spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets. And he needed a shower, this and that. He roughed it this time, guys. He didn't even take a shower in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Got up. When I got up, I went outside and here's Brian and Paul out on the back porch, Paul beer in hand, and I'm like, it's my boy. He
That's
did good.
Right.
So I just thought a little update would be good about the old tech witch.
Well, he's like a lumberjack.
He's starting to become burly. He said he wanted to grow his beard out.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Become a bear.
He was so cute. He was out on the deck drinking his Bud Light at 11 or whatever it was, watching the Broncos game on his phone because we don't have internet or TV up there. And he just looked like he was having the time of his life.
Oh, he did. He couldn't stop talking about it. And then he just said he had such a great time. And he got to meet some people he had heard about but never met. So
I love that kid. So. He is always welcome.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Please.
Okay. This is from the article of History Facts that I get the emails from. Do you guys want to know the bizarre reason that waiters once went on strike?
Yeah. Waiters.
I'll tell you. French waiters... Am I right? Once went on strike for the right to grow mustaches.
Mustache?
Yes. In 1907, one of the more unusual strikes in France's history unfolded. Better wages and working conditions were at stake, as is often the case. But this strike was also about something unexpected, the right to grow a mustache. Mustaches were at their peak in early 20th century Europe and were even obligatory for policemen, an attempt to convey military-like masculinity and authority. Restaurant servers, however, were forced to be clean-shaven, a reminder of their, quote, lower-class status. Behind closed doors, trade unions began organizing a strike for workers' rights to autonomy over their facial hair. They were also fighting for one day off a week and their fair share of tips, which were often the only source of pay for servers. Surveys about dates and times went sent to the various unions, and after results were compiled, strike instructions were sent to union members. This is way too much information about the strike. On April 17th, 1907, 6:30 p.m. sharp, waiters walked off the job. Although the number of servers who took to the streets in protest is unclear, the New York Times estimated it was about 500 by late April. While the strike wasn't without its critics, the waitstaff found solidarity in high places, including in Parliament. Socialist deputy Anne Tidy, with all these foreign words, doesn't it sound really official?
Yeah.
So, okay. Who, even before the strike, had proposed a bill that would make mustache bans illegal, told the New York Times the mustache rule was grotesque and humiliating.
Disgusting.
Boyer's bill never actually passed, but the strike resolved quickly. After 16 days, the waiters returned to work. That doesn't seem all that quick. They did not get their desired one day off per week, but a fairer pay structure was in place, as were their mustaches. French waiters.
Ta-da!
Lisa, take it away.
Okay, my what you talking about? Here is the headline from Fox News.
Fox News.
I'm ready.
You better be. Hold on to your hats, you guys.
Oh my God, I wish I had one.
Arkansas couple allegedly tried to sell their baby for $1,000 and a beer because caring for a baby, three dogs, was just not working for them. Yeah.
How good looking was the baby? Let's talk about it.
I know
we're
they didn't show
well,
that,
it comes from, yeah.
But they did show the parents. So
how good looking were they?
You make your own judgment on that.
All right.
An Arkansas couple was arrested after allegedly attempting to sell their 2-month-old baby to a man at a campground for $1,000 and a 6-pack of beer. Darian Urban, 21, and Shailene Ethers. They weren't married. That's weird.
Oh,
that sounded really, really, really judgy.
You know what? Mind. It's okay. It's a judgy show.
Was it Arkansas?
It was Arkansas, and she was 20. He was 21. They faced felony charges of endangering the welfare of a minor and attempting to accept compensation for relinquishment of a minor. The Benson County Sheriff's Office said it received a call on September 21st from the manager of the Hideaway Campground reporting that the couple tried to give up the baby for a 6-pack of beer and they wanted $1,000 for the baby. The pair signed a letter granting custody of the child before handing it over to the boy to someone else and even included a disclaimer that the child could not be returned.
We don't want that baby back, Darlene.
Oh my God.
Here is the contract. I, Darian Urban, and
Shailene
Ethlers are signing our rights over to Cody Nathaniel Martin. Why does he have like a third last name? Of our baby boy for $1,000 on 9/21/24. The letter reads, disclaimer, after signing this, there will be no change in y'all's two minds and to never contact us again.
Oh, dear.
So multiple witnesses collaborated the attempted adoption, according to the affiliates. So apparently the person that they gave the baby to then called the sheriff, who in turn then took the baby and then arrested the two people.
And didn't we have a little skit?
We did have a little skit. I forgot about that. Remember I talked about it.
I said, now, Charlene, I get three of those beers.
I get all three of them. You get, I have this baby came out of my vagina.
I want three of those beers, and I don't want none of this cheap light stuff. I want some of that fancy stuff.
Then I'll take the $1,000.
Heineken.
Like a flat tire.
Yeah, you are not giving that baby back. Yeah. That thing cries.
And you know what? We're going to use that money for, we're going to get your teeth fixed.
Well.
Because I'm tired of them falling out in my mouth.
Gross. Well, you should get your two fixed.
Hey, well, I still have three of them.
And scene.
That was a fabulous story.
It was probably the best thing could have happened to that kid.
No
actually.
Shit. They should have just let it go.
Yeah. Into the wild.
Poor Cody.
I would like to say that the pricing structure seems a little unfair.
Yeah.
Because that cute little puppy that your friend had the breeding batch, weren't those, she was selling them for $1,800?
Yeah.
And zero beers.
No. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Puppies are easier to take care of than babies.
In a way. Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, and yes.
You just put that baby in a closet.
Oh, no.
Oh, with money. No.
The moral is don't be dicky parents.
Right.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Birth control is legal.
Legal.
Yes.
Legal.
Okay. Shailene and Melvis?
Darren.
Okay. Darren.
Yeah.
Me. Oh, that Melvis. Darren. Next time, change it to Melvis.
How many kids, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And three dogs. We have three dogs. That's hard to take care of.
Oh, my gosh. That's what she's talking about.
We will be back with the wow.
With the wow.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Hey, it's wow time, guys. I love this section of the show. As you can tell, I get so excited. Today was a really music-inclined show.
Sure.
So I forgot to even do my wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I had so much music in my head.
Skip you?
No, I've got something I'd like to say.
Okay,
but would you like to do it now or later?
I can do mine now.
Okay.
Yeah, as we all know, sadly enough, folks, we lost Kris Kristofferson.
I love that guy.
He was a great, you know, he wrote some of the greatest songs, you know, Bobby McGee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But one thing I, when I first started really appreciating him was when he was acting and he did the show with
Babs.
Barbara Streisand. Star is Born. I loved it. I mean, I've seen the one with Lady Gaga. I've never seen the original one. But I remember as a kid, I just liked it because he was kind of a rebel. He's a biker guy. You know, I thought that dude's cool. And he had a kind of a really cool voice in that show and everything. And so I made Lisa watch it, but just sad. I mean, it's getting to the point where Willie Nelson's got to be thinking, God, do I have Keith Richards' blood in me? Hopefully I can stay alive for another.
He's going to outlive us all, I hope.
It's all that good pot smoking. But rest in peace, Mr. Kristofferson, and thank you for everything that you brought to the music world.
Oh, good one, Daryl.
Nice. Daryl's well of wisdom is music.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is animals. And so have you guys been following the viral baby hippie?
Hippo.
Oh, Lisa is tired.
Is it the hippo eating a pumpkin?
I think that I thought hippie because of Willie Nelson.
Is the hippo in San Francisco?
No, it's in Thailand.
Okay.
His name is Mu Dang, and he is a pygmy baby hippo.
Oh my God.
And the zookeeper, so the Thailand zoo is called Koa Kiwan. I'm going to call it Cobra Kai. That's the name of the zoo. And they went from, you know, just a normal zoo, you know, like whatever. Since they've been putting TikToks and reels and everything out about this little baby hippo, they're getting about 10,000 visitors per day just standing in line to look at this little guy.
And it's so funny.
I can't wait to see him.
He messes around. The handlers. And he's always biting on their legs and stuff. Yeah. And they're like pushing.
It
but,
says that, so Mooding is on Facebook, X, and YouTube pages. It didn't take long to users to start resharing content of the pygmy hippo alongside adoring messages. Mooding is a lifestyle icon and needs all of y'all to get on board, one person wrote. It is inexplicably moist all the time, slightly blurry in most photos, probably screaming or sleeping, and round as reasons the baby hippo is worth attention. Mooding is the most beautiful girl in the world. They said that she doesn't really, really realize how famous she is, but her mom is starting to realize it because she's getting a little irritated with all the people, mm-hmm. and she's being very, very protective, but that's her. And it's like all over the internet. So everybody give a shout out to Mooding, and more people visit the zoo. You don't necessarily have to go to Thailand. Just go and see
Elsa.
It's on Instagram and yeah, it's everything. All
over the place.
Yeah.
She's so a hip influencer.
Yes, she is.
That's cool.
Oh, that is one precious little baby.
And if you can go to Thailand, go to the Cobra Kai Zoo.
Yes. Yeah. maybe just look up baby hippo because I'm not sure Cobra Kai is completely accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But baby hippo, I love it. That was awesome.
Pygmy.
Thank you for your pygmy hippo situation.
Does it go pygmy up?
Yes. is it going to get any bigger? Do we know? Is it like regular baby?
It's a small.
Is it like a pet? What do you call a baby hippo?
Little.
Schmippo.
Yeah. It's a pygmy, so it's smaller than a normal hippo. Uh-huh. But the mom looks really big.
Does it like hippity hop? Don't stop the body rock, make the body boom, beat a boom.
Probably.
I think it does.
That makes slippery. The most sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Lisa. Okay. My wow is true crime, and true crime rule number 42 is, hey, security guards aren't always safe.
Oh.
Do you want to hear about some shitty security guards? Because there's tons of them. Mm-hmm. They're at your college campuses raping people, and that's not good.
Yeah, you said
I have three of them just off the top of my head. Texas, a security guard who worked at an elementary school at blank blank district is in jail accused of a sex crime involving a child. Fuck off, security guard. A security guard offers to help migrant seeking asylum, then rapes him in the office. This is New York City.
That's not asylum.
No, that is not a safe place. Closer to home, Denver Mint officer tracked nurse with security cameras, then restrained and raped her, lawsuit alleges. Guys, these are all 2023, 2024. Stop dressing up as security guards and doing terrible things. Stop doing terrible things in general. But I think that there is that weird dynamic where it's like, I can't pass a background check to be a police officer. Mm-hmm. And so I want to do this to have power of some kind and take advantage of people. So I don't know how we change this trend or change the screening process or just get rid of evil in general. I think maybe there just needs to be a cleanse. Mm. I don't like it. Stop being dick security guards.
Yeah, just quit abusing your authority.
Exactly. And hey, good security guards out there, thank you for keeping us safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe get a better radar on your brothers and sisters, not trying to victim blame.
Right.
But I hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Okay.
True crime rule number 42, security guards are not always safe. Take it to the bank.
There you go. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to another Good Witch, Bad Witch show. Please buy tickets to the live show. And if you have any donations that you want to throw our way, that would be amazing. So, yeah. And again, thank you to Stacey Elizabeth and Rose and all the people who are throwing stuff our way with some really cool stuff.
Yep.
And
Jen Bates Hoagie Boom.
Yes.
Hoagie Boom.
So much. Brew Dogs and other places.
Absolutely. There's a plethora of wonderful things to auction that night. You're going to love it. Or you could just donate, or you can just come and enjoy the show.
Right.
All of that money is going to help Emerald Sun.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. And for the love of pygmy hippos, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.